This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Of Chatterbox with Richard Wilkins, the late Joan Rivers, and Ryan Seacrest, only on Joy 94.9.
It's a very special Chatterbox tonight. It's not live from the Oscars because the Oscars has come and gone, but it's as good as good evening, my love.
Good evening, my love. I'm literally vibrating with anticipation about tonight's show.
Oh, my goodness. Well, a big thank you to the hosts, a lovely Hide and Seek Boys, and I hope they have fun in Mardi Gras. But tonight, it's all about the post-Oscar show,
really
isn't it?
It really is. It's recapping Hollywood's night of nights. Well, it's actually not a night of nights because it's filmed at about 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon in the States.
This is true, my love. This is true.
But we're going to be talking the frocks, the awkward speeches, the great bits, the bad bits.
Oh, the John Travolta bits. Oh, she's revolting.
We'll get to her later.
Oh, God. Hey, and we do have a very special guest.
We do.
Yes.
We do. She's currently just parking her limo now.
Yes. I thought she was choppering in from the South Yarra end of tour, right?
It's the gorgeous return.
The return.
Of Anna Murphy.
Oh. So much fun tonight. Now, my love.
Yes.
We've got a question, haven't we?
We do. We just want... Look, we're going to make it easy tonight. We just basically want our listeners to tell us what's their favourite thing about the Oscars. Could be this year, could be past years, could just be the Oscars in general. Yes. But look, SMS us on 0427 Joy949 or email in onair@joy.org.au and let us know what your favourite thing about the Oscars is.
Absolutely. Now, I'll just turn the cruise liner music off for a moment, my love. Now, my love, you've chosen all the songs, well, virtually all the songs tonight.
Yes.
And all of them have won Oscars for best song,
yeah,
haven't
some of
they?
Them slightly more deservingly than others.
Yes. And you'll find out tonight on Chatterbox. Now, my love, the first one, this is a classic.
Look, the first one, and this made me feel so old when I looked it up, it actually won the best song in 1980.
Yes.
The gorgeous Irene Cara with Fame. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest Anna Murphy on Joy 94.9.
Give me time, I'll make you
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy on Joy 94.9. And it's our special Oscars recap edition tonight.
It is, my love. It is. My love, we've got a very special return guest tonight, haven't we?
She's our first doppelganger, our first returning guest to Chatterbox.
I know.
The one, the only, remember her name.
Fame.
Anna Murphy. Oh. Yeah. Welcome back, gorgeous Murphy.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. I've just flown in from the South Yarra end of Toora. I was going to try and pretend I'd flown in from the Oscars. I do feel a little jet-lagged coming across the river.
Oh, we've got the Smurf in tonight.
Yay! You do indeed.
Yeah, can I say, whilst the Smurf is just chopping in, message already. Hello, Anna. You're so special to me. Love, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny. You special place in my heart, Johnny. Oh. You better not tie yourself out tonight. You better be listening Friday morning. I tell you what, there's not many people in the world that can get me to stay up this late two nights in the week. Oh. You've done it, boys.
Oh, thank you, my love.
Very special to me.
Can I say, we racked our brains thinking, how the hell can we get it back?
Yep, it was touch and go, but the Oscars did it. You saw the four hours of watching that drivel on television wasn't bad enough. They brought me back.
We kept you up till 11 o'clock to talk about it.
Midnight.
My God. So what did you think about the Oscars tonight?
Oh, look. Wow, it was long, wasn't it?
It was this year.
It really, this year was. And you know, in terms of time, probably exactly the same, but it just felt laborious. And look, Neil Patrick Harris.
Well, that's the show now, isn't it?
Isn't it? I love him. And I think that I was really excited to see him because I think that he can do a fantastic job. I don't think that it showed the brilliance of him the other night. I thought a lot of his moments felt flat.
Some of those jokes.
Can we talk about the first joke?
Oh, I know. That was just like, you have a good opener. Like Ellen last year. I mean, she did the selfie. She did all of that. But he made the joke about Oprah.
He did indeed. Ain't nobody talk to Oprah like that.
You don't go the O.
No, you do not.
You do not go the O.
Especially everybody in this side is the, what is it, the movies that don't win, and Oprah is the sniper. Because you're rich. Get it? I was like, oh, okay. I'm not even sure that I get that. And neither did anybody else of the billion people around the world watching, Neil.
Oprah did Thunderface.
She did, didn't she? Yeah. He's not got a career anymore.
It was that face she did when Barbara Walters tried to hug her. It was just like,
I'm breaking. Furious.
Oprah, got to watch out because, I mean, we'll come to fashion in a bit, but her boobies.
Oh, that was a heaving chest, wasn't it?
I think Gail and Steadman were hidden down the front of that dress, quite frankly.
Steadman had got out for some air because he was next to her, not looking happy either.
And at first I was like, oh, who's the black Santa Claus sitting next to her? And I was like, oh, Steadman, she's aged.
Did you just
say? Yes.
Well, she's been out of the limelight for a while, hasn't she?
It has.
It did just start off bumpy, but, you know, it didn't really come back from there either, did it? It just continued to get a bit more awkward.
What was your take on the opening number at the movies?
Well, no, I was a little bit lack-lovish, actually. It sort of just the whole thing, I was like, oh, I'm looking at my phone already. That's not supposed to happen when you're watching the Oscars.
Not 8 minutes in.
I tell you who looked like they were enjoying it was Nicole Kidman, who looked like she might have had one or two too many shandies before the gig. At the front, smiling like a crazy person up the front there.
Allegedly.
Now, speaking of one too many champers, last year I had a sort of an unofficial Oscars party at our house. There was a very small gathering. It was two gay boys and two straight girls. It was fabulous.
During the day?
Yeah. We all took the day off work.
Well, I think we all need to next year.
Champagne, chicken, strawberries, gorgeous, lovely. We all clapped. We cried at the good bits. It was all smiled. We tweeted the Ellen photo. It was fabulous. Oh. This year we just added two extra guests. We got a little bit overexcited because one of them had to go to bed at 2 o'clock.
In the afternoon, Anna.
Had to be collected at four by her girlfriend.
That's heaven.
Brett came home and said, did you have the Rolling Stones over? Because the house
I came home from work.
Just that two extra
someone
people.
Someone passed out in the downstairs bedroom. I go upstairs. Someone else says, oh, I got to go home. Oh, and this one.
Somebody was
just
crying. because they still couldn't get over the Gaga singing the Julie Andrews medley.
I couldn't either. But do you know what? That's it. I'm going to your house next to you because I sat on my bloody couch in the middle of Febfast watching that thing sober.
Oh, no, no,
maybe
no.
Maybe that was what was wrong with me.
Yeah, you need to come over.
Oh, absolutely.
I had to watch it in the night because I couldn't remember a single thing that happened during the day.
I saw your Facebook post with your nice, sensible glass of champagne in your feet.
That was at 10 a.m.
Yes. I was wondering how that went. Thanks for sharing.
You're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest star for our Oscar episode, Anna Murphy, only on Joy 94.9.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. Joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our gorgeous guest, Anna Murphy, on tonight's special Oscars recap show.
Oh, I know.
On Joy 94.9.
Absolutely. And we're asking the question tonight, what was your favourite Oscar moment? And this doesn't have to be from this year. No. It can be from any of the Oscars, well, or what do you enjoy the most?
There's been 87 of them.
What? Exactly.
So surely there's a moment or two.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, God, we're not going. Don't worry, listeners.
We are not going
to dissect every one of the 87.
So back in 1953, oh, Jesus. Now, kids,
yes.
Andy's chosen some beautiful winners of Oscars.
Yes.
Song-wise. But what's some of your favourite ones in the past that might not have cut it?
Have to be winners.
No.
It's, I mean, look, there was the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Oh. Yes.
That saw me through most of the 90s, I've got to be
honest. I love that. He's easily pleased, isn't he?
I've always loved a good movie soundtrack, and they're not as good as they once was.
No. Murphy, what are your favourite songs from films?
Well, from films, because I'm struggling about the Oscars, because, you know, it was blown for me the other night. All of my favourite songs from Sound of Music were spectacularly delivered by Gaga. Oh, that was a moment.
That was such
a moment. We can delve into that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Can I say, though, Gaga coming out. Now, what... We'll come to her dress in a moment, but I actually loved what she had on during the Sound of Music medley.
Yes.
And it must have been so hard not to make it campy or really over the top.
Well, there was that overzealous, I'm going to grab my skirt and pull it up.
Yeah, at the end.
You know?
Yeah.
No, she did it a few times during there. And
she
it just
did.
Felt really awkward to me. It was like, and now I'm going to do it. I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe just stick to singing because you're doing so well, doll.
Can I say that she nailed it?
She nailed it.
She nailed it.
I was a mess on the couch. And then when she looked so uncertain when everyone stood up at the end, they like me, they really like me. And then Julie Andrews came out. I was on the floor, actually. My cat was trying to pick me up. I was inconsolable. But that beautiful. Other soundtracks, Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Oh, yes.
I've always loved it.
Oh,
Wind
my
Beneath
goodness.
My Wings, bit of bit.
Oh, yes. Beaches.
Yes, bit of beaches. And look,
oh, yeah.
What
beaches
about Ghostbusters?
Was
a great track.
Anna, choose 1985. It's the first song on the album.
I love it.
My favourite all-time album. Yeah.
Now, there's a film out at the moment that you quite like a song to, isn't there?
There is a song that I do like at the moment from a very topical film at the moment. It's the Ellie Goulding Love Me Like You Do from 50 Shades.
Yeah, yeah.
If anyone's been following from our show, I still have not seen it because I'm very awkward about this movie. I've read the book on my own. I don't know whether it's a group thing.
I thought it might be a girlfriend, like a good girlfriend going there.
Well, then I just feel a little bit creeped out by that too. Like, hey, you want to go and watch 50 Shades with me? It's a little bit awkward. But I tell you, not as awkward as Dakota Johnson and Melanie Griffith on the red carpet the other night.
Yes.
That stuff made me so happy because it was precisely the point. Like, I was like, oh, okay, Melanie Griffith is feeling awkward about this movie. I'm not the only one. Of course she is because it's her daughter. And then Dakota starts saying, no, I think it'll be okay. I think it'll be okay if you come. And she's like, no, I really don't want to.
Really want to.
And then Dakota cracked
it. She's like, well, don't then.
Well, don't then. On national television, there's a billion people watching. Well, don't then. You know, and then she's like, well, I'm telling you it's okay and you don't want to come, so don't. Like, fine. And then Melanie Griffith goes, if she tells me to come, I'll go. And I was thinking, do you know what? She needs a good spanking. But then that's how we got in the problem in the first place, really, isn't it?
That's why she doesn't want to go.
That's why she doesn't want to go. too much of that going on around those parts anyhow.
I got the impression, though, that this was an ongoing argument.
Oh, yes.
This wasn't the first time this was raised.
Can you imagine how many times they're standing together, every reporter's going, so have you seen the film? She's standing there going, no, I haven't. I'm really proud, but no, I haven't because, well, she's in the Red Room of Pain. My daughter. I gave birth to her.
She's from that acting dynasty where Tippi Hedren was in The Birds, Melanie Griffith was in Working Girls, and she's basically being done from behind in a sling.
Yeah.
So eloquently. Precisely why Melanie's got a little problem with it. Don Johnson's apparently got a problem with it too. Wonder if Antonio's gone and seen it. That could be awkward.
That could be Woody Allen.
That is Woody Allen. Yes.
Oh, no. But, you know, it's sort of a bit like I saw Melanie Griffith's face and it's just gotten worse over the years.
Yeah.
And Tippi, you know my obsession with older women. I do. I have an Auntie Mame complex. We'll talk about it later.
That's what we
call
Mame.
It. Yeah, we call it that. But Tippi was gorgeous in The Birds, in the Hitchcock film. And Melanie was, I never thought she was pretty in the 80s.
Well, I think Mel's had a hard life.
Yes.
She's done.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think she's probably been that nice to her body.
No.
Or her face.
No. Or her face.
Yeah. So,
you know. Left of it.
Yeah, exactly. I actually gave her 10 points for just standing upright at this point in time.
I always thought it weird because she met Antonio Banderas when he was still quite hot.
Well, he was really hot.
Smoking. And she wasn't.
Well, I know. Lesser, it was lesser hot. It was an unusual pairing.
And remember, there was like, for the first one or two years of their pairing, there was the
all
awkward...
the PDAs.
Oh!
And what a terrible tattoo. There was the most ugly looking tattoo on her shoulder. She's since had to have it removed. Oh, they all do. She fell for that old chestnut.
It's
Antonio.
Back of the neck now she's been lifted that many times.
Behind her kneecap, dog. Oh, yes, terrible. Antonio and a love heart. Who does that?
Oh,
I don't think there's any need for that.
Live to regret that.
Anyway, terribly awkward.
Yeah. Speaking of songs.
Yes.
Film themes.
Yes.
Bond. So well known for their movie themes. So many great themes.
But only ever won it once.
Absolutely.
Which I thought Bassey might have got it for Goldfinger or Diamonds Are Forever, two classic. And remember, was it last year or the year before?
What about Live and Let Die?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Terrific tune.
Wings.
Nobody does it better.
No.
Simon.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
No, we can keep going on. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Of You Two A Kill, that's one of my... Oh, no. No, that was Duran Duran of You Two A Kill.
Uh-huh
was Living Daylight.
Oh, I was...
Not
I was
a
actually,
good song.
No,
not a good song. No. But...
The one that
you've
won.
You've enlightened me here tonight.
Yeah. Look, it's a bit of campness. It's a little bit of knowledge, trivia. Hopefully helps you out for a quiz night.
I hope so. I've been shown to be terrible at the old trivia.
Oh, no.
Couldn't answer a question whilst camping, so I'm hoping... that at some stage somebody talks about Aha's Bond song.
Well, Anna Murphy, I'm going to ask you and see if you know the answer to this.
Yes.
What won the Best Song Oscar in 2012?
And it was the only Bond theme.
It was.
Yes.
Skyfall by Adele.
Oh, my God. 10 points. Team Murphy.
Yes.
My goodness. And here is the incomparable. Should we say incomparable?
Yes.
Or just...
Yes. Why not? It's the word of the week. Gaga used it.
It owns.
Incomparable and quite lazy because she hasn't done anything for 3 years.
You're listening to Chatterbox Tonight, and here is Adele with Skyfall.
This moment, so Unwind with us weeknights with uplifting, informative and empowering programs. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Oscar's Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest Anna Murphy tonight on Joy 94.9.
I know. Now, hey, we were asking our beautiful listeners, what do they love about the Oscars? Now, we've had a couple of messages.
We have indeed.
So we've had the first one touching on what Anna said before. It's the word of the week. Gaga used it. Haha, hilarious.
What it is. Incomparable.
Incomparable.
For the Julie Andrews. We're going to use it for everyone. It's going to take the shine off the word, but that's okay. That's what we do.
We've also got a message from the incomparable Sarah from Saturn.
Oh,
yes. It's microphone, love. We're on the radio.
That's my incomparable microphone.
As all these hands flurry out to push you forward.
And she said her favourite Oscar moment was Ellen last year with a selfie, which broke the internet. Broke Twitter,
yes,
didn't it?
Broke Twitter.
Absolutely.
That was amazing. I loved that.
And we've had another one, and I have to agree with this. Yes. It's Matthew from Paran, and yes, it was his favourite moment was last year when the dreadful John Revoltin was introduced to Idina Menzel because she'd sung Let It Go from what's that awful Disney, Frozen. And he called it Adele Dazee.
What is wrong with him?
He's just so wrong.
He's worse than Tom Cruise jumping on Oprah's couch.
Yes,
like, consistently bad.
Yeah. Scientologists, I think.
He got worse this year, though. He didn't make that better. That was just appalling.
No, he didn't.
He had the opportunity to make it right.
Totally.
He did.
But he started the creep fest out on the red carpet when he went up to Scarlett Johansson, who stood like a stone, just like a stone. Pretty much you could read her head saying, get off me, you creepy old thing. Oh. He's disgusting. And then what
so
was he
gross.
Doing to her face? Not and Idina Menzel, isn't it?
You were going
to
say Adele Dazeem.
I was going to say, but you know what? I'm not John Travolta.
Thank
but
goodness.
But he was touching her face like Helen Keller. It was awful.
He looked like he wanted to eat her face.
Oh, it was so uncomfortable.
So gross.
I think the hairpiece was too tight. Because I actually started watching it thinking, oh, that hair looks better this year, John. No, too tight.
Now, we've had a couple other messages coming through. The wonderful Grant has sent one through saying, morbidly, I quite like the in memorial section of the Oscars. Always like to see who's popped their clogs. And the painted portraits of the dead stars were quite lovely, Grant. Now, I want to touch on that. Grant, yes, I'm glad you raised that because...
Thanks for raising.
We had two great stars missing from that. And the first one was Elaine Stritcher of Broadway on Hollywood. But also... fashion capital herself.
Joan Rivers.
The incomparable.
Absolutely. Joan Rivers. Thank
she
you.
Wasn't there.
No. It was massively, massively uncomfortable that she wasn't there.
It was dreadfully uncomfortable.
It was, not acceptable.
I say boo hiss boo to you, Mr. Oscar.
Yes. I do too, Academy. You are on notice. Pick your socks up, thank you. For next year, we will be watching.
Now, you do know it was about 3 years ago they stopped them clapping during the in memoriam session because it was like, who's the most popular dead person?
I know. But that was really, really quite funny because I'm not sure what happened when I was watching it late on Monday night. Like, I'm the only person that's set up, It's like, oh, poor me. But you could actually hear spatterings of clapping.
Yeah, when Robin Williams,
just a couple of
when Robin
people
Williams
just
came up, it was like
and it was like quickly.
I know.
It's kind of awkward.
But it's always, I always feel sorry for the people who work behind the scenes because you get like a Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And then like, and Morty Tyers, who used to do scenes.
Yeah.
And like,
cinematographer for 50 years.
And everyone's going, what?
Who wants a cup of tea?
Can I get a seat filler?
Now, we've also had Jewel sending through rather a saucy one saying, I love a semi-naked Neil Patrick Harris. Hot or not?
Well, again, and this is going to be my word of the week.
Yes.
Awkward is coming out a lot from my face.
Yes!
I just felt really awkward about that whole thing. I didn't know where to look.
Yeah.
I was happy when the camera actually just was taking his torso.
Yeah.
But when it panned out, I was, I don't know.
Was packing heat.
Doogie was. It's actually been discussed on the internet. It was quite round.
Yes.
And it was eye-catching.
Whether it was padded.
Well, that's what we want to know.
Was it Doogie socks?
I think it
Might have been.
Neil.
Hey, and final message. Johnny sent through another message and said, sorry, but I have to ask, what happened to Les Link with Basia?
What does that?
I don't know what that means. What does that mean, love?
No idea.
No.
Okay.
Johnny, send us another message to explain.
This is the Oscars show, Johnny. Oscars 2015. Not sure. Are you? Anyway.
Hey, now, one thing we haven't talked about.
Is?
Frocks. Frocks on the field, ladies.
You can't not.
Frocks and shocks. Just quietly.
You've thought this through.
I have thought it out. And can I start with my favourite?
Yes. What was your favourite?
No, my favourite that I hate. Sorry. You all got so excited and then I went,
your best,
oh no.
Worst.
My best worst. Yeah, look, what was Nicole doing?
Oh, look, a sequined. You know what it was? It was like someone went to Spotlight, went, shit, I forgot to get a dress. They've just made it into a tube and they've tied it with red.
Well, I'm just wondering, when you've got ginge hair, because she's gone back to the natural look at the moment.
Yeah, she's fessing that up.
But she's ginge and she's pale and then she's wearing a paley goldy thing with a red belt. I'm not sure, really sure where to look.
It was like the Fella Hamilton Cruise collection. It was just awful.
Nothing wrong with Fella Hamilton for a woman of a certain age for Fella Hamilton.
Nothing wrong with that. But her, I need to talk about her again very quickly.
Yep.
Her and Keith, matching haircuts.
Yep.
And there's a trend that I spotted throughout the evening because another country and Western superstar couple, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, matching haircuts. Is there a sale at Just Cuts in Nashville? What is going on? Bring your partner. We'll do them both for $40.
Yeah. Or as I like to say on Fashion Police, they both got the Jennifer.
They did, didn't they?
Wrong.
Keith Urban. Yeah. A handsome man.
Who do you think looked gorgeous?
I actually really liked Naomi Watts' outfit, even though there has been debate on the internet that she was practically wearing a sports bra, which I don't think so. I quite liked it. I really did.
Can I talk about
Jennifer Lopez?
Can I say Jennifer Lopez?
Bloody beautiful.
Yeah. It was a spectacular dress.
Yes.
But when I looked at it on the internet later on, it looked like she'd gone to get a spray tan in a white dress and they just sprayed the whole thing. Because she was the same colour from head to toe.
She was.
She did blend. There was a bit of blending.
There was a lot of
where does the dress start and you begin? There was a lot of that going on. Yeah. Rita Ora's post-Oscars outfit, which was barely hung on to as well. Why do we all have to get nude? I don't need to know that you're not wearing underwear.
Absolutely.
I know.
It's not okay. Sofia Vergara, actually, at the post-Oscars looked beautiful in blue.
But she always does look beautiful.
She's amazing.
Now, you know my favourite?
What?
Was Emma Stone.
Yes.
Because it was that chartreuse. No, because not many people can wear chartreuse.
So my theory on that was she shouldn't be wearing chartreuse. And, you know, the no back thing and she's like, she just looked skeletal in it.
It was barely
hanging on. Reese Witherspoon cut a fine figure in her amazing outfit the other night.
This is what Andrew and I said. Black and white, classic gown. She got bagged.
Really?
She got bagged by some of the American presenters.
She was really dull and really sort of underwhelming, but I thought she looked really classic.
I thought she looked amazing.
Same.
Can I tell you what I miss? Because I think, look, I love the red carpet and I got up super early to watch it.
Yes.
But I think everything's styled to death now and it's just a stylist's dream. And if somebody looks great, it's because they've got a great stylist. If somebody looks bad, they've got a bad stylist.
Yeah.
I miss the days when the stars used to dress themselves.
Sure.
Absolutely. Cher would rock up in a Bob Mackie fancy dress outfit.
Remember the big black headpiece that she had on? And all I kept thinking is the poor buggers in the 30 rows behind her.
Absolutely.
Because nobody can see a thing.
Celine Dion with the back-to-front tuxedo.
Heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, and the hat.
Oh, that was amazing.
The swan dress.
Gwyneth Paltrow's acceptance speech in that weird pink thing that barely hung on just above her nipples.
I remember Kim Basinger as well. That year she wore that white satin thing.
Oh,
and it was this homemade jacket that looked like the Sydney Opera House. It was
Those were the days.
Do you know what? If I'm ever in charge of the Oscars, which hopefully will be in a couple
next
of years,
year.
I'm going to ban the stylists and I'm going to leave them all to their own devices. They're going to be turning up in jeggings.
You know what? Patricia Arquette was actually taking some of your advice. She did her own hair, but Meryl Streep will revert back to the old days. She
I thought, for a change. No, but I thought Meryl was like, oh, so you've just been to work today, love. Like in the office. Don't you think that was a little bit office attire?
Somebody said Meryl Streep looked like the best dressed Upper East Side psychiatrist.
She did.
I can't believe it. It was just like, it was like, oh, come on, Meryl.
Yeah, but usually she looks like a bag lady. Yeah. So I sort of thought that this year at least she'd better. sort of sorted that out.
Bit of structure.
Let's not talk about Shirley MacLaine's
Who put the wig on the wrong way?
Oh, my God.
Remember, shocking.
When Whitney was on drugs and she'd come out and the wig would be crooked?
Yes.
It was a bit of that.
It was a bit of that going on. There was a lady actually that got up to, I think it was a wardrobing costume. She got up in a trench coat the other night. That was kind of going along where you want. She dressed herself. Yeah. Oh, yes, she did.
Was it last year? I think there were two women that won for best hair and makeup. They literally looked like they got ready in the car. One of them was just horrendous.
But you know, Catherine Martin will always do that. Get up in really clunky, big black shoes that don't go with anything.
Amish shoes.
Now, kids, whilst we've been having a chat, because it's got such a big introduction.
Oh, it does.
Here is the winner of 1971 Song of the Year for the Oscar, and it was The Incomparable.
The Incomparable.
Isaac Hayes with Shaft.
It's a very misleading title.
It is, isn't it? I think our listenership just went up by a couple, my love. You're listening to Chatterbox Tonight with Brett and Andy. It's our Oscar special with special guest star Anna Murphy, only on Joy 94.9.
SMS 0427 JOY 949, email onair at joy.org.au or call us 1300 JOY 949.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the gorgeous Anna Murphy, on Joy 94.9, and it's our special Oscars recap show tonight.
I know. Now, Anna, we've had a couple more messages.
Oh, more messages.
Now, the first one is, good evening, John from Rutherglen.
Good evening, John.
Very entertaining show this evening. Andy, I hope your playlist tonight includes the winner of the 1978 Oscar Best Song, Donna Summer, Last Dance, from the movie Thank God It's Friday.
Oh.
Well, John, remind me not to invite you to a surprise party, John from Rutherglen.
Weeks of research down the tube.
Just giving the ending away.
Yeah. And we're done.
And we've got another message from Johnny again saying, oh, it used to be he was referring to a show called Les Ling.
Oh, right.
And he asks us, he's being a bit needy tonight.
Oh,
why haven't
Johnny.
You told Anna about the other messages I sent?
Well, oh, no, had, Johnny, we know.
We know, darling.
I've read those.
I know. She's all over it.
It becomes just a show between you and I, though, so we've just got to remember there's other people out there that I love you.
But we love hearing from our guests, and thank you so much, Johnny, from our listeners,
thank
I meant to say. Now, kids.
Yes.
Oh, my God, time's just flying by.
It is, but this is a section that I like to call always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Oh yes.
My
and it's those
word.
Poor, poor, dear celebrities and actors and actresses that get nominated constantly and never win.
Never win.
I mean, poor Julianne Moore this year. Thank God she won because she was fabulous in that film.
Still Alice.
Thank you. I forgot the name. Awful because it's about Alzheimer's. Oh.
Do you know what? No, we did say this year's Oscars is going to be one of those that we all go, who the hell
is that?
Yeah, it is. Who?
But she'd been nominated four times. Yep. And this, luckily, fourth time lucky, she romped it home and she won.
Absolutely.
But can I tell you, what about Sigourney Weaver? Well, what about her?
Sigourney Weaver's another one. She got nominated 4 times. And you know, she actually got nominated twice in 1 year, one for Best Supporting Actress and Best Actress in the same year. She didn't win either. How shitty would you
feel? Oh, you've got to go and buy a lotto ticket then, Sigourney, because...
That is pretty crappy.
Like, really? It's hard enough to get nominated. Yeah. And then to lose twice in the same year. Wow.
Wow.
Tom Cruise has never won. He's been nominated 3 times, never ever won.
I think that's on purpose.
Yeah, possibly.
They don't want him on that stage. Can you imagine that?
Oh, the
crazy
jumping
little man
up
there
down.
On the stage with an Oscar in his hand. No one would be able to shut it up.
No.
Now, Glenn Close, gorgeous Glenn Close, 6 times.
And six?
Six.
She didn't win it.
Never won.
No.
That's outrageous.
Yeah. That is outrageous.
Don't worry.
Richard Burton.
Yes.
7 times.
Seven.
Yep, never won.
You know what? The Academy had a problem about him, though, I think. There was a thing that was a bit of a problem.
I think him and Liz had a bit of a problem as well, because they both got nominated for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Which they should have won.
And she won, he didn't.
Yeah, so, which is just not on.
Well, they had a lot of problems in that relationship. That was one of many.
What an awkward limo ride home.
Oh, wouldn't it?
Remember the
Look
quote?
At me with my statue. What have you got?
Oh, Richard.
Oh, Richard.
Can I say, remember there's this great book that it's a Liz Taylor biography, and they talk about, because they had a fabulous life in the 60s that had the boat and, you know, cast of thousands, and it was either the captain or the steward, he was brand new on their boat, and he said, "Miss Taylor, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing." And she looked at him and said, "He drinks scotch, I drink vodka. What do you want to know?" Possibly only on that, only with that voice after maybe a night on the ciggies.
A few ciggies as well. Good lover.
Another perpetual bridesmaid is Peter O'Toole, nominated 8 times.
Oh.
In 2003, they said, "Would you like an honorary Oscar?" And he said, "No, thank you."
No.
Then they offered him again in 2013 and he said, "Okay, yes, please, I'll take the honorary Oscar." And he died.
And then he died. And as I said to you before, timing is everything in this business. That's a way to go out. I got my Oscar.
One other actor, probably greatest actor of his generation.
Yes.
Leonardo.
Oh, passed up time and time
again. 4 times, never won.
Well, tough competition. I mean, last year, Matthew McConaughey. So I think the sad moment of this year's Oscar, though, which has been bled all over the internet, you know, I would like to address this man in particular, Michael Keaton, because of his chewing gum throughout the entire event. Like a cow.
Like Violet Beauregard.
Yeah, like Violet Beauregard. It was really intense chewing.
It was.
And he's kind of like, you know, he'd be one of those, right in your face kind of guys. Like, you know, he's chewing and obviously a cigarette smoker and we're in here for 4 hours. And because
she
Birdman,
really took the Birdman to the extreme.
She really
though.
Did. Yeah. And then, like, obviously they were doing well with the director winning and, you know, it was obviously, you know, and everyone was saying he was going to win and all that, and the poor bugger. There is video footage, and it's very clear of when Eddie Redmayne's name gets called out, and he gets up and he's crying, and everyone's hugging him. There's a very clear shot of Michael Keaton folding up his acceptance speech and pushing it back in his coat.
No, you keep the acceptance speech in your pocket
you
until
don't
you
have to get it out
on that stage.
Until you're holding.
Hey, no offense, they're bloody actors. Shouldn't they learn a script?
How embarrassing!
It's an old shopping list. My wife asked to get milk.
I was just looking at my form guide. Better put that away. Awkward, Michael. Awkward.
Now, speaking of Leo.
Yes.
Our next song.
Yes.
Is by greatest singer in world.
Look, you know what? My heart, a little bit like us, are going on tonight. It is Celine Dion.
You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9.
We're totally bent for your listening pleasure. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our gorgeous guest Anna Murphy on tonight's special Oscars show.
Oh, it's been fantastic. Thank you,
Thanks
Anna.
Thanks for having me, boys.
As I said earlier on, we literally wanted for any reason to bring you back in.
Oh, my God. Well, I love you. Because I was actually trying to design any way I could come and crash tackle this show again.
Can I say, we had our Christmas party last year and I said to Anna, I said to Andrew, Anna, do you think we should invite her? And we're like, no, that's just too desperate. We have to have her on the show at least one more time before we just say, come to
her. I want to come to you. No, I'm there. I can't believe it. I was trying desperately to work out how I could just make it a new station requirement that you have to have me back. But you did it.
Do you know what?
You made watching the Oscars all that much more enjoyable.
Because, God,
it was a little laborious, as I said the other night. But I did it for you two.
Next year, you're coming to my Guns and Roses Christmas.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm not missing that one. I won't be doing Feb Farces for sure.
Hey, now look, just before we go, hey, a couple of quick messages. The wonderful Grant has sent us through a message saying Alfred Hitchcock never won an Oscar. He was given an honorary Oscar. Love the show, Brett, Andrew, and Anna. I love you, Grant.
Thank you.
My love.
And the last one is, what about Barbara with The Way We Were, 1973 classic Clark song, gay icon, Love Rage.
What about it? It was the best song ever.
It really was.
It was. But Ray, we do have another classic. And John from Rutherglen mentioned it before. It won in 1978 for the best song. It was Last Dance by the Incomparable.
The Incomparable.
Donna Summer.
Best song from the worst film.
Absolutely.
I'm yet to see it.
Any final thoughts about the Oscars, guys?
No, but I just want to say I love you, Anna Murphy, and thank you so much for coming back on.
Oh, my God, I love you both. I feel like this is an acceptance speech at the Oscars. You love me. You really love me. I love you.
Oh, we love you, Anna, and good night, Australia.
Joy.
I need you by me, beside me, to guide me, to hold me, just call me, 'cause when
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.